Well now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch of the tree. The bird was sitting on another branch of the tree.
Yeah, but the bird was sitting not too close to the cat.
Very sensible. However, at this point, the cat was no longer interested in devouring the little birdie.
Certainly not, no. They wanted to know how they were going to get out of this mess, that's all. Yeah.
And the wolf.
Oh, but what was he doing?
He was walking round and round the tree, looking up at them with greedy eyes.
Oh boy, kind of scary, isn't it?
Meanwhile, back at the house, Peter, without the slightest bit of fear, stood watching all that was going on.
Without the slightest bit of fear? Certainly, he was safe. He was behind the closed gate.
I'll bet the cat and the birdie wish they were behind the closed gate.
Or something.
But Peter decided to do something. He ran home as quick as he could, got a strong rope, and climbed up and up the high stone wall.
That's right. One of the branches of the tree round which the wolf was walking stretched way out over the wall. So, grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree.
Peter said to the bird, he said, "Birdie! Birdie, fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you."
No, that's stupid, you know.
No, it isn't, Potato. Listen, Peter wanted the bird to distract the wolf's attention.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Well, the bird flew down and almost touched the wolf's head with his wings. Oh, this made the wolf very angry, and he snapped at him from this side and that side.
Look out. Here he comes again.
Look out.
Oh, how the bird did worry the wolf. How he wanted to catch him. But the bird was cleverer, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Look out. Look out. Again. Steady. Watch it. Too close. Nope. Almost got him that time. Oops. But he got away.
Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso out of the rope. And carefully, ever so carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and began to pull and pull. And pull with all his might!
Ha-ha! Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose.
But Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope round his tail tighter. And tighter. The more he jumped, the tighter the rope got around his tail. Until he was hopelessly caught.
No, it won't do you any good to struggle, Mr. Wolf. You're caught. That's it.
You've had it.
Boy, is he mad. Ho-ho!
But the struggle was in vain.
What's that?
Hmm?
What's that?
Oh, why, that's the hunters coming out of the woods.
Good, good. Good, Peter could use a little help about now.
You see, the hunters have been following the wolf's trail for days and days on end. They're pretty tired now. But they know they're hot on the trail right now, and if you listen carefully, you can hear their guns in the distance.
They certainly are noisy, I'll say that.
Of course. They're hot on the trail and shooting as they come.
Now, did he?
He certainly didn't.
No, sir. He looked down from the tree and he said, "Don't shoot! Please, Mr. Hunters, don't shoot! Birdie and I have caught the wolf. Yes, believe it or not, we've caught the wolf all by ourselves! Now, will you please help us to take him to the zoo?"
And that's just what they did.
Can you imagine the triumphant parade?
Oh, boy! Where was Peter?
Hmm?
Where was Peter in the parade?
Well, there he is. There's Peter leading the parade.
Should be. After all, he's a very brave boy.
You can say that again.
And after Peter came the hunters. Ah, they were proud too.
Why?
The reason the hunters were so proud is because they were dragging the wolf behind them.
Mr. Wolf, he doesn't look so ferocious now.
Look at him squawing. Nice and right, the big bully.
And don't forget, winding up the procession was Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather tossed his head discontentedly Well, he said, it all worked out fine. But what if Peter hadn't caught the wolf? What then?
Ah, it was a grand parade.
Oh, what a procession!
Look at them marching!
Ho-ho! Oh, this is such fun. I love parades, you know, yeah? That nasty wolf makes me sick, you see.
And I love parades, too. Look at them marching.
Right above them, the little birdie flew, chirping merrily. What do you suppose he was saying?
I know. He was saying, my, what brave fellows we are,
Peter and I. Look what we have caught.
The stupid wolf, that's what you've caught. I can't stand wolves, you know. That's terrible.
And off they marched, into the distance, toward the zoo.
Gee, it'd be a happy ending except for that poor little duck that the wolf swallowed.
Well, Danny?
Huh?
If one would listen very, very carefully...
Yeah?
You could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf.
What?
Because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.
Hooray!